My great passion is geography. It's a subject that I've always been interested in. I like to understand how the world works, or try to understand how the world works, and geography allows me to do that. It covers many topics, and we have to select six topics at GCSE, but the topics are quite a range there, where they give you a good understanding of how we on this planet are shaped by the environment, but also how we shape the environment. We do three physical topics and three human topics. The three physical topics we cover within geography are topics such as the natural challenge of natural hazards, whereby we look at the major earthquakes, volcanoes, hurricanes, but also flooding in the UK as well, and how we have had an influence on those hazards, and they have an influence on us. We also look at the way in which the UK has been shaped, to try and give you an understanding of the landscape and how we have the landscape that we have. It's quite a fascinating topic. Within that, we look at our coastlines and how they have been shaped by the work of the weather and also the work of the waves. And we look at how our rivers have also carved out the landscape that we are so familiar with, but also how both of them can create challenges that we need to respond to, especially at the moment, given the current flooding crisis in West Yorkshire. We also cover the living world, which deals with the major world environmental regions. For example, the rainforest climate and the desert climate, two extremes of climate. And we understand again why those climates are where they are, and what affects them, and also again how we are using these landscapes. For human geography, we cover again three topics, and again, I find them fascinating. We study the world's cities. We look at how our cities are growing and how they are changing with the people that live within them, and our people that live with them are also affected by those changes. We deal with two cities mainly, a UK city where we look at Leeds, but also we look at Rio de Janeiro, which is a city within a newly emerging economy, to see what shapes those cities. Then we look at quite a major topic, which is the changing economic world. This topic deals with how our countries are developing and how they're moving forward, and the greater connectivity that takes place within countries. And we look at Nigeria as, again, a newly emerging economy. And we also look at the United Kingdom and look at our place within the world, and also Nigeria's place. And lastly, something which, again, was one of my passions when I was a student, the challenge of resource management, the idea and the belief that we are potentially constrained by some of the world's major resources, for example, access to water, access to a reliable food supply, and access to sustainable energy. And we look at the issues that are evolving around that. The GCSE itself is assessed on three papers. The physical topics dealt with in paper one, living with the physical environment. The human topics dealt with in paper two, challenges of the human environment, both of which are an hour and a half long and contribute together 70% of the marks for GCSE. The last paper is called a geographical applications paper. It's an hour and 15 minutes long. And this deals with three areas. One, the use of skills within geography, geographical skills. Two, the application of field work, where we actually go out into the field, if COVID allows us to, where we look at a physical topic, which is flooding in Hebden Bridge, and a human topic, which is sustainability of our cities in Halifax. And then the third aspect of the paper is the issue evaluation, where students get a booklet 10 weeks before the exam on a topic within geography that they then need to learn and understand and be able to see and apply their own skills in evaluating an issue and coming up with a conclusion from that. So the three papers basically make up our GCSE. Just a quick word about the GCSE. There is writing at length in all three papers. You will be writing 6-mark questions and 9-mark questions. So we often try, and this is we try to get the students to understand that that means that there is a significant amount of writing within geography, which is something to consider. That if you have a skill of getting your point across on the written word, then geography kind of it will fit for our subject. But it is something worth considering. There are also maybe opportunities to go elsewhere with field trips, but generally that is the way in which the geography GCSE is structured. Thank you for listening.